Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, a U.S. district court said that alleged financial harm to U.S. beef producers was fairly traceable back to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A lawsuit filed by RCAF USA alleged that USDA was unlawfully allowing imported beef to be sold to consumers without a country of origin label and sold to consumers with a product of USA label, even if the animal from which the beef was actually derived was born, raised, and processed in a foreign country. This week I talked with RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard about the court's ruling.
What this case said was that U.S. cattle producers were indeed harmed by the lack of country of origin labeling, and the financial harm that producers realized is traceable to USDA's action of not enforcing country of origin labeling.
And he says even though the court didn't side with RCAF USA necessarily, it did recognize that producers are being harmed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that makes it even more clear that President Trump and members of Congress must act now to protect them by reinstating COOL. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.